In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Yeah, not a big Willie fan. Free Willie fan.
What did you not like? You didn't like that they freed him?
Hell no, I ain't like that, man.
You wanted Willie in captivity?
No, I didn't want him in captivity, man. I didn't like the exploiting of Willie, man.
I know, that's why they freed him.
No, but I mean in the movie itself.
Oh, the general principle of the movie.
Yeah, man. No, okay. Why are they gonna free him? He don't know nothing about that water out there.
I know.
He been chilling in this pool. His ass gonna get destroyed.
It's gonna be a rude awakening.
Yes.
Yeah. The good thing about that though is that orcas don't really have any natural predators.
It's true.
So free Willie's gonna be okay.
Humans, but we're not allowed to do that.
Kill
anymore.
Him a couple seals. All right.
Because didn't they have a Free Willie too? Yeah. Did they have Free Willie too? Was Willie in this one or was it Bill? Was it Free Bill?
No, they went and found
him. Are you saying he went back?
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
He didn't like it, and he was Abe? Like, I don't want to be
his food now.
Hold on. Abe, what happened in Free Willy 2? Uh-oh. What happened, Abe?
It was the adventure home. I don't remember if it was the
Yeah, he
the
came
same,
back. He came back.
So he brought his ass back home.
Yeah, he missed his buddy.
He brought his ass back to captivity.
Exactly.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it sucks out here. I had scheduled feedings.
Yeah.
I do. Now that I read about it, I do remember this. There was an oil spill.
Oh,
it was an oil spill. It was Willie got caught in the oil spill.
I do remember this.
Ooh, that's very real. Dang.
Okay.
That's sad.
I'm kind of mocking it, huh?
Well, it's okay to make fun of Free Willy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I don't think anybody is going to be offended.
There was
a
third one, too.
Really?
Where was Willie at this time?
At some point, I had outgrown the franchise. I don't remember this one.
At one point, he plays sports, I'm sure.
Air Bud.
Yeah. Air Bud versus Free Willy.
Another movie that I hated.
Oh, those are all bad.
Oh, another movie that I hated.
I don't know which one, because Air Bud 1 is basketball.
Yeah.
Right.
Then he's a soccer dog.
So there's a football one where he gets like full on landed on by a linebacker. And I've gotten softer in my old age, especially when it comes to animals. Uh-huh. It's tough to watch that linebacker land on the dog.
Yes.
Like there's just no way the dog's okay.
How the hell do you get yourself up to play a dog? Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Got that dog in him.
Come on, got that dog in him.
The ideal football
player.
Come on,
man.
He's literally a dog.
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to, again, it's for kids.
Yeah, it's a kid.
I never had that like, kind of imagination as far as believing that crap is all. Oh, my God, Daddy or Mommy is Free Willy. Look.
What? You know who really and still does? I was going to say used to, but still does get a huge kick out of any movie where they have like talking animals. My mom.
Really?
She thinks it's so funny. Any talking animal is just peak comedy to her. Who do you think's the funniest person ever? Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
My mom thinks whatever talking dog in any movie is just as funny as
that. I bet she loved Lion King.
I bet she loved
it. She thinks it's great. No, not even like that.
I bet she loves
like
Shrek.
Movies where there's not that. I'm talking about
like Charlotte's Web where it talks
like
to humans.
Like stuff where it's not supposed to be talking. Yeah, or like commercials where dogs talk about being hungry and wanting.
How'd she feel about the movie Ted?
She didn't see Ted. I didn't see Ted.
Another movie I like. I it was cool. Like Ted was one of them. Just need to be one. Yeah. Like the number two when he got the gal and
There's
all
a lot of those. Like hangover. Yeah. We didn't need three hangovers.
We damn sure didn't.
You just had the one. It was good. You know, he kept that thing rolling.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to a college football corner. Andy Bunker. Who's MVP and
the game with a minute's production rock battle. Everybody, oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry you cried in the end of Free Willy.
I definitely did.
Oh, hell no, I ain't crying.
When that Michael Jackson song comes on.
I didn't say you didn't like the movie.
And the kid
I said touches me.
Yeah, that definitely got
me. You cried?
Definitely.
Man, please.
I'm an easy cry, though, at a movie.
Yeah, anybody cry about no damn Free Willy?
I did. Can't say nobody did, because I did.
I'm sorry. I ain't going to cry.
There's four people here, and one of them did.
Because you know I hate that phrase when people say nobody. You know I hate that phrase. I ain't crying about no damn Free Willy.
Nobody's surprised by that.
Yeah.
Nobody's surprised that you're not moved
Willis. You give me Bruce Willis talking to Gracie. That'll give me tears. Damn orc. Not no damn
that
Free Willy.
That got me when I was... whatever, 11 when that movie came out. Now that I have a daughter, you kidding me?
You give me Gracie.
I can't watch Armageddon
anymore. You give me the Gracie. You give me that to Gracie. You had me crying.
What a hero.
Yeah.
What a hero. Saved all of us.
Yeah.
Who knows where we'd be right
Hair
now.
Stamper, baby. Hair Stamper.
Harry Stamper. Saved us. So we all got to see Penn State lose to UCLA last weekend.
Come on,
we wouldn't have seen that.
Come on, man.
Probably Penn State fans wish the asteroid would have hit the planet, actually.
Don't do that.
Or they feel like it did. They feel like it did because it was Armageddon last weekend there. I know it is interesting to hear Mike Conte talk about like $50 million buyouts are like we sneeze at them. $50 million is a lot of money to just give a guy to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but that's where it's gotten to there, right?
I'll tell you this, and I go back to the conversation.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Me either. I mean, but I go back to the conversation that me and you had when we were talking to Kirby, as far as like firing these coaches, having to budget the money for players and pay a coach to go away.
Right.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's $50 million that you can't give to the next Abdul Carter.
Yes.
That you can't give to the next Tyler Warren or whoever the guy is that's going to come in there. That's the other thing. And I know they brought a lot back and they made a run last year and all that stuff. They lost those guys. Like, those are two of the best players in college football, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing, the biggest thing I saw, and the one thing I'm hearing about is the fact that they went and got this coordinator. They gave him all this money.
Oh, yeah. Jim Knowles.
Yeah.
Threw all that money at him.
But yeah, I mean, they got the wrong quarterback.
When we know about the money, it makes people way more mad.
Yes.
Like highest paid coordinator, $3 million, all that. And, you know, you give up whatever they gave up to UCLA, which is crazy. That's gonna throw fuel on the fire. But still, man, $50 million.
That's a whole lot.
That's a lot of money to give a guy just to walk away. And the flip side of that is the same thing that we say about all these programs. The hardest thing to do is to go from where they are to where they want to be, which is elite, right? But who are you going to get that's going to take you there?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing about it is Penn State good enough to go take an elite coach from a team?
But even who would that be?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
There's three guys in college football that have won a national championship.
Yes.
And one of them, his fans don't want him anymore.
Yes.
Dabo.
Dabo don't want him.
They don't want Dabo.
But that's what I'm saying.
You're not getting Kirby. You're not getting Ryan Day.
No.
So who is it?
I don't know.
There isn't
I don't know. So, I mean, he's a good enough coach, but not bad enough. But
exactly.
This right here was bad enough.
Exactly.
That was bad enough.
But it's fresh. It happened on Saturday. Like, you can win your way out of that feeling for sure. But that's just always my thing is, like, you're in the place that 90% of college football programs want to be. You're really good. I don't know if you're great, but you're really good.
Right.
But the hardest thing to do is go from that to that. You know how easy it is to go from great to good?
Yes.
Which is probably what happens when you replace a coach like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go from winning 11, 12 games a year to winning 8.
Mm-hmm.
Happens a lot, it happens fast.
It happens more than it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing is that it happens more than it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think I go back to when they fired Coach Rick. We weren't a bad program.
No, really good program.
Really good program.
Really good program.
But you wanted to go to the next step. So you had to – the only coach that you could have went got as much as everybody was talking about to me about, really, Kirby? You sure he's the right guy? There's a guy named Tom Herman who has this monumental offense they might want to interview.
Right.
No.
Right.
Go get Kirby Smart.
Yeah, but again, like
– it don't always work that way.
He checks every single possible box that you could want. And now it's worked out the way it has. And, you know, obviously everybody looks like a genius for doing it. Most schools don't have that guy.
Yeah.
Who's Penn State's coached under Nick Saban for a decade, grew up as a coach, went to the school, and wants to go there?
Is there somebody at Penn State like Paul Posluski?
There's nobody like that. Yeah, where's, yeah.
I was like saying his name.
Where's, I don't know, I'm trying to come up with other guys. Like Bobby Engram at?
Where's LeVar Arrington? He was on the thing. He was the game day picker.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, for that game. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn, what a damn play.
Anyway, that's where they're at. I said this over the years. I think Sark also is a really, really good coach. He doesn't get the same level of scrutiny that James Franklin does.
No.
Now, Franklin's done it for longer, yes. So maybe that's why. But just go look at Sark's record against top 10 teams. Look at any big wins that he's had.
Is Matt Rule? Matt Rule?
Isn't he at Nebraska?
No, he's at Nebraska. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I want to see more from Nebraska.
Yeah.
I want to see more from Nebraska.
No, that doesn't seem like
Is Matt Rule an upgrade over James Franklin?
I don't think so. James Franklin's won way more games in college football.
Yeah.
I know James Franklin lost to UCLA on Saturday.
He did.
So everybody feels like anything's an upgrade over him right now. But I just say careful. Be careful because it's more likely that you replace him with a guy that makes you 8-4.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't want to go back. And you don't want to go back that way. I mean, but yeah, a real quick look at this weekend. Obviously, Alabama going to Missouri.
Dude,
it's a big game.
They go Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri.
Yes,
that's a tough slate.
Ohio State's going to Champaign to take on the Illinois. Then we know what game day is going to be out in Eugene. I'll be the first to admit, I'm surprised Indiana's where they are. I did not think they were going to be able to bounce back, have another season like that. This dude, as much as he's kind of annoying to me, coaches damn ass off, they went and got the damn quarterback.
Yep.
I think that was the biggest thing. They landed, they hit it out the park with their quarterback, man. Then the Red River shootout. I know you said something earlier. I just read it again. John Mateer's trying to go. He's trying to go for Oklahoma.
He had surgery on his throwing hand 2 weeks ago. How's he going to throw it?
Left-handed? I don't know. I mean,
because he was supposed to be out for a month at least, and it's been 2 weeks. Also, do they need him to beat Texas?
I don't know. That's the thing about it. That defense can keep him in it.
That defense is incredible. Yeah. And the backup quarterback is super athletic. Like, they obviously run the ball a little bit more with him. But, like, I mean, it would be a cool story if Mateer came back and played that game. This also, like, you know, you have happened what happened in week one. Arch playing the way that he's playing. You lose to Florida.
Arch didn't play that bad, man. No, they didn't protect him.
No, he played okay. Against Florida.
He played okay.
But, you know.
Don't matter.
Yeah, it's, you know.
It's going to be a crazy.
They also lost.
It's going to be crazy.
If they lose to Oklahoma and they're 3-3.
That's another one.
So the pitchforks are coming out.
Falcons Monday at Signia. Our wall-to-wall coverage is on this Monday for the Falcons and Bills game. Starts at 11 a.m. with a special broadcast from Signia in Hilton, by Hilton Hotel. Dukes and Bell joined by – why is it always funny when I see my name? Joined by me, not Randy McMichael, but that is my name, from the Nest on Florida, that Signia Smart overlooking Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As we break down Monday's night matchup, come out and join, tailgate, all that stuff. Me and Dukes and Bell, 11-3 at Signia by Hilton on Sports Radio.
What a star-studded affair. Yeah. That's-
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, because you don't want to work with me.
I do love working with you every single day.
Yeah, you don't want to work with
me. They're making me work with Smoke and Joe that
You could
day.
Do both of them.
You could, but it's a lot. I don't want to hurt myself, Randy. Gosh, how much do you want me to work? All right, we'll come back. We'll get the back page with Bo. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles,
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.